Blog Talk Radio. glorious morning. Makes me sick.
Gotta love some hocus pocus, but another glorious morning. It's epic tonight, and welcome to Storyboards on a Team of Voices. Team of Voices is a group located on allpoetry.com, one of the largest poetry sites in the world. Thank you to Kevin and his crew for keeping the site up and running, giving us a place to share our poetry. And thank you to AP Taylor for sponsoring us here. And of course, thank you to Deborah Lee for running the group and the Blog Talk page so we can geek out live. I am your host, Sky, and tonight we are celebrating, you guessed it, Star Wars. We are on Volume 34, The Last Jedi, and it's been a long journey. We're nearing our core end. But on the Team of Voices, we host shows every night of the week, almost every night of the week, and we have different hosts with different themes. And sometimes we play games, sometimes it's slams, talk shows, magic tricks, contests, you name it, we've got it. Look us up and knock on our door. Deborah Lee will let you in. It's free to join All Poetry. And you can follow on the page, on our group page. You can chat. You can share your own poetry. You can comment on those poems being dropped. You could read along. You can call in. You could listen. Have someone read for you. So many things that you can do and take part. Here on Storyboards, we definitely focus on stories and characters within those stories that stay with us for a lifetime. And as always, I will have some clips so we can enjoy the film via audio, sections of it at least. And we do have some poetry. And we do have my unofficial right hand, official, non-official guy. Hello, Arachnator.
Hello.
Hello.
And you don't have to be a Jedi to enjoy it.
You don't have to be a Jedi to enjoy it. Yeah. If you come here and you're not a geek, you will leave a geek. Just a matter of fact. And how's your Valentine's Day? Everybody have a nice, happy Valentine's. I did not do a Valentine's Day show. I thought about it, and I'm like, no, I don't really want to. But, I mean, I guess you can kind of say Princess Leia and Han Solo, but he died last episode, so spoiler alert, that's not really going to work out here.
Anakin and Padme.
Yeah, well, I guess so. We're not really doing that show, though. But I thought about it, and I was like, nah. I'm not too – I'm not like a naysayer. Like, if someone does something for me nice on Valentine's Day, I'm not going to be like, whatever. But I feel like sometimes it gets a little out of control, and I feel like – I'd much rather a day that I'm not expecting it and something nice and to think about me. I don't know. But, I mean, I guess it is – I don't know. I have conflicting feelings about it. But the point is that I did not go Valentine's Day, although if you do want a Valentine's Day poetry show, they've got quite a few of them this week. I'm the only one who didn't dive in. And I am on Valentine's Day. So I just wanted to go against the grain. And there are a lot of, and Raconteur is right, there are a lot of love stories in Star Wars. So we can go with that. And I asked you a question, and I totally didn't even let you answer. How is your Valentine's Day, Raconteur?
My chocolate melted. I'm diabetic anyway, so it's all good.
There you go. They have sugar-free. They're actually really good. One of them, I like one brand. It's I forget what it's called now. I think it's Struffle or I can't remember. I buy them from, oh, Russell's. Russell? I think that's Silver. It. I buy it for my mom.
Russell Stover.
Yes. I've tasted it, and I do enjoy it. My mom's diabetic, and I get them for her because she likes to snack. They're a little expensive. This is not a plug. We are not. They are really good. And if you're, they don't have, like, for substitutes, it's not so bad. You know, you got to watch those substitute sugars. Sometimes they flood your A1C more than the regular sugar does. So, I know a little bit about a little bit. I'm not diabetic, but I know a little bit about a little bit. So tonight I have some clips, like I said. I don't know if we're going to go through the full 2 hours. Despite my burst of energy, I am actually very tired. I did not sleep well last night, and, we got some sick people coming around over here at my house, and, but without further ado, I think I'm going to play my first clip right away. I'm going to put a message on the board and let everybody know that I'm live, because no one ever knows when I'm going live. It's like cognito for me. I was super excited to go live at 8 because I really want to go to bed. So, but I do not want to miss hanging out with you guys. All right, so let's see. Our first clip, so this is a spoiler, right? So anybody who hasn't seen The Last Jedi and who wants to see The Last Jedi, you can enjoy it as long as you want to. When I play the last clip, I'll tell you it's the last clip, but there are spoilers. So I'm going to go ahead and press play, and then we'll drop some poetry. Here we go.
This will begin to make things right. I've traveled too far and seen too much to ignore the despair in the galaxy. Without the Jedi, there can be no balance in the Force.
Well, because of you, now we have a chance. The General's been after this for a long time.
But the General? To me, she's royalty.
Well, she certainly is that.
We've caught them in the middle of their evacuation.
I have my orders from Supreme Leader Snoke himself. This is where we snuff out the resistance once and for all. Tell Captain Kennedy to prime his dreadnought, incinerate their base, destroy their transports, and obliterate their fleet.
Ship approaching. Guns and shields in attack mode.
A single light fighter.
Happy beats here, buddy. Come on.
We pull crazy stuff in this.
Just for the record, Commander Dameron, I'm with the droid on this one.
Thank you for your support, General. Happy beats.
Attention! This is Commander Poe Dameron of the Republic Fleet. I have an urgent communique for General Hux.
Patch him through. This is General Hux of the First Order. The Republic is no more. Your fleet are rebel scum and war criminals. Tell your precious princess there will be no terms. There will be no surrender.
Hi, I'm holding for General Hux.
This is Hux. You and your friends are doomed. We will wipe your filth from the galaxy.
Okay, I'll hold.
Hello?
Hello? Yep, still here.
Can he hear me? Hugs? He can.
With an age? Skinny guy? Kind of pasty?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Look, I can't hold forever. If you reach him, tell him Leia has an urgent message for him.
I believe he's tooling with you, sir.
About his mother.
Open fire!
BB-8, punch it!
He's going for the dreadnought.
He's insane.
Our armor. He's not trying to penetrate our armor. He's clearing out our surface cannons.
One cannon left.
And here comes the parade.
BB-8, my weapon systems are down. We gotta take out that last cannon or our bombers are toast.
Where's your magic, buddy?
The autocannons cry.
I'm ready, sir.
What are we waiting for? Fire on the base!
You did it, Poe. Now get your squad back here so we can get out of this place.
No, General, we can do this! We have a chance to take out a dreadnought! These things are fleet killers! We can't let it get away!
Disengage now, Commander. That is an order. Wipe that nervous expression off your face, 3PO.
Well, I will certainly try, General.
Let's go, BB-8! It's now or never! Bombers approaching.
Of course they are.
Bombers, keep that tight formation. Fighters, protect the bombers. It's not every day we get a shot at a dreadnought, so let's make this count.
Copy that, blue leader. You get us there, we'll give it to them.
Copy, we're on it.
Fighters incoming.
He said you're coming back with us.
How did you find me?
Long story, we'll tell you on the Falcon.
Falcon. Wait. Where's On?
Tied on a string indeed, General Hux. Well done. The Resistance will soon be in our grasp.
Thank you, Supreme Leader.
You wonder why I keep a rabid cur in such a place of power. A cur's weakness, properly manipulated, sharp tool. How's your wound?
It's nothing.
The mighty Kylo Ren. When I found you, I saw what all masters live to see. Raw, untamed power. And beyond that, something truly special. The potential of your bloodline. A new Vader.
Light left in Kylo Ren. He's only getting stronger. The First Order will control all the major systems within weeks. We need your help. We need the Jedi Order back. We need Luke Skywalker.
You don't need Luke Skywalker.
Did you hear a word I just said?
You think what? I'm gonna walk out with a laser sword and face down the whole First Order? What did you think was going to happen here? You think that I came to the most unfindable place in the galaxy for no reason at all? Go away.
I'm not leaving without you. I know this place.
Built 1,000 generations ago to keep these. The original Jedi texts. Just like me, they're the last of the Jedi religion. You've seen this place. You've seen this island.
In dreams.
Who are you?
The Resistance sent me.
They sent you. What's special about you? Where are you from?
Nowhere.
No one's from nowhere.
Jakku.
All right, that is pretty much nowhere. Why are you here, Rey, from nowhere?
The Resistance sent me. We need your help. The First Order to come and stop.
Why are you here?
Something inside me has always been there. But now it's awake. And
I'm afraid. I don't know what it is, what to do with it, and I need help.
You need a teacher. I can't teach you.
Why not? I've seen your daily routine. You are not busy.
I will never train another generation of Jedi. I came to this island to die. It's time for the Jedi to end.
Why? Leia sent me here with hope. If she was wrong, she deserves to know why. We all do.
Awesome. And I don't know if you remember at the beginning, but that's one of my favorite parts. Officer Hugs? Hugs? he's just being a little punk. I almost said the F-bomb. I was wrong, too, because there is a bit of a love story in this between Rey and... Oh, my God. Kylo. I don't even know where my brain went. But it's kind of like it's a messed up story. It's a messed up love story. Raph, you haven't seen the new ones, right?
No, I haven't.
Kylo Ren. Sorry, I was texting somebody back, and I'm really bad at multitasking. Like, I'm terrible at looking at my phone and doing this. You guys have my full attention. Sorry, I had to address that really quick. So, Kylo Ren, we know from last time, if you're just new to it, Han Solo's son, kind of based off of his legend son, but not the same guy. He, Mr. Kylo... has this thing going with Rey, who you hear. It's the female voice in there. She's like the new up-and-coming Jedi. She goes and finds Obi-Wan and spoiler alert, at the end, takes on the surname Skywalker because she basically feels like a Skywalker. So here's the thing that they don't tell you in the movie, all right? Darth Sidious, obviously known for manipulating the midichlorians in the dark side of the Force to impregnate Anakin Skywalker's mother, the Immaculate Conception. Ooh. So essentially he is quote-unquote Anakin's dad, but not really because he didn't use his DNA, but he did manipulate the Force, so a lot of people see Sidious as Anakin's dad. But what a lot of people don't know is that Rey is also made like Anakin was. So Rey, Sidious, which is supposed to be like her grandfather, dad, whatever, also manipulated. It says like in some canon that Rey is Sidious's son's daughter. But it was him that manipulated the midichlorians again, just like he did with Anakin. However, he uses Anakin's DNA, all right, mixed in with those manipulating midichlorians. So Rey has DNA from Anakin. So he's kind of like where you give the idea of, like, when you have children, you give them part of your DNA, right? They're your children. So technically, he's kind of like Leia's and Luke's sister, which would make him Kylo's aunt, realistically. So we got a little bit of Game of Thrones action happening here, right? Which is really interesting. The things they don't tell you in the movie, because it's weird. um, All right, I forgot to do something earlier, so I'm going to do that really quick. John Williams, we opened up with that music. I just like to talk about the music that we opened up with, and we're closing with. He did the film score. We all know John Williams here. If you've ever watched, listened, rather, to my shows, you'll know I love John Williams. He features a lot, because I do a lot of films and celebrate a lot of films that he does film scores for. So, John Towner Williams, born February 1932, is an American composer and conductor, a career that has spanned 7 decades. He has composed some of the most popular, recognizable, and critically acclaimed film scores in cinema history. He was very distinct sound and mixes romanticism and impressionism and atonal music and complex orchestration. He is most known for his collaborations with Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, and has received numerous accolades, including 26 Grammy Awards, 5 Academy Awards, 7 BAFTA Awards, 3 Emmy Awards, and 4 Golden Globe Awards, with 54 Academy Awards nominations, second to only Walt Disney himself. And he's one of the oldest Oscar nominees in any category at 91 years old. So keep going. Keep trucking, because we love your music. That's it. I know. I don't know. It's like I got to keep this energy going. I have some trivia for you, Rock and Tour. Are you ready for it?
Let's hear it.
All right. I thought this one was particularly funny, so I picked it out. After reading the script for the first time, Mark Hamill told the director, quote, open quote, you're ready for it. I pretty much fundamentally disagree with every choice you have made for this character. Yeah.
Right.
Now having said that, I have gotten it off my chest, and my job is now to take what you've created and do my best to realize your vision. End quote. He was surprised by the changes that the director made to Luke Skywalker in order to get into the mindset of an old and weary Luke. Hamill wrote a personal backstory for the character. I thought that was pretty funny. He also asked to play a CG character using CGI that he previously worked on a computer game, Squadron 42. So he actually does a little bit of a cameo, and I didn't notice that. I'm going to have to go watch that. In the film, he plays Dobu Ske, the character who puts money inside BB-8. In the casino scenes, so I'm gonna have to go watch that because I must have missed that
jackpot.
So, yeah, thought that was funny. Okay, here we go. With the passing of Kenny Baker, Anthony Daniels is now the only character to appear in every single Star Wars film, so including this one. So if anybody does not know who Kenny Baker is, it is R2-D2. And he voices R2-D2. And he's appeared in every Star Wars official film, up until now. But Anthony Daniels is still going strong. And if anybody doesn't know who Anthony Daniels is, it's the guy who does the voice for CP3O. So I think it's pretty cool that both of them were in it for the long game. All right, well, I promised you poetry. I do have some more trivia, and I do have some more clips. I did promise you poetry. I'm going to drop my own poem, because that's what we're going to do. Also, I put my Star Wars icon up today, so if you go look at my author's page, you'll see me digitally CGI into a Star Wars character. But it's coming down today, so if you want to take a look at it, today is the day. Let's see some Star Wars poetry. by me. Oh, I clicked the wrong thing. And then we will do, oh, here we go. Fandom. I think we're going to do.
Guys, Skywalker.
Oh, you're so funny. That really worked out well. I was trying to think of something to say back to it, but I've got nothing. You're faster than I am. Quick-witted. All right, so this is True Trill Tech, the Chandra fan, and this is done in the voice of Cad Bane, who I absolutely love, who I was so excited to see in live action. So in the Boba Fett show, so excited. All right, True Trill Tech, the Chandra fan, by Sky Darkholm. There's a coldness that settles on the moon of Draskil, the kind of nondescript ash-like hail that plunges into cracked lungs and heaving mouth. This was the fate of the Chandra fan, with his bat-like ears and flat four-nostril nose, his shortened stature, dark eyes, and buck-toothed grin. I once heard that his kind held two hearts under their pelts, that only one needed a mere three-hour rest between suns. Perhaps that is what made Tech-Tech a formidable bounty hunter. But then again, perhaps if Ego laid a more direct path to caution, True Chilchek mightn't have joined Maul's band of Jedi Shikaras. Fortunately for me, I benefit from the credits paid to death, and my pockets are never too heavy to bear another man's folly, end poem. And this was inspired by the 2017 comic series Darth Maul, which was a great series, by the way. I read the whole thing. It was great. I really enjoyed that one. Where True Chilchek, I don't know why I can't say that. It's a tongue twister. True, it's the R's. It's the R's right after the T. I have a hard time with that. True Trill Tech, Cad Bane, and Aurora Singh, and were all hired to help Maul track down and kill the Jedi Padawan, Aldra Kalidus. Unfortunately, Tech-Tech was abandoned and left to die from the injuries when their ship was compromised. And like I said, I often feel more inspired to do character writes after I read like a comic book or a fan book kind of. I don't know why I feel more inspired to write. Maybe because in the films they just, a lot of the smaller, I like the side characters a lot, and they tend to just go right by the side characters, and in the books you get a little bit more time with them and you kind of get in their head a little bit and get a little bit more background, and I think that's why I like it more. End poem.
That's awesome.
I tried to read in the voice of Cad Bane, but he's like this spaceship cowboy, and I don't think I nailed it, but I mean, I don't think I was terrible, but Cad Bane's like, he's like, so you want to do that? So I guess I could have done that, but you guys are going to have to deal with it.
That's toxic to do, though, you know, and you have to be consistent. It's not easy to do voices. It really isn't.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a voice person. You're great at it. I don't think I think the only voice that I've ever done was my Green Mile poem, Polly. And I think that's because I listened to the audiobook, The Green Mile, so many times that his voice is just stuck in my head.
It's not easy being green.
I know. And you're good. You're good at a lot of voices. I don't get any, I don't think. All right, so I'm going to move forward, because I did my one poem. I'm gonna play my next clip, and then what I'm gonna do after that, we're gonna plug some shows, and we'll see. We'll do probably do a little bit more trivia, and we'll go from there. I might be another problem. Who knows? But I'm gonna go ahead and press the next one. So here we go.
You're demoted.
Well, wait. We took down a dreadnought.
At what cost?
You start an attack, you follow it through.
Poke your head out of your cockpit. There are things that you cannot solve by jumping in an X-Wing and blowing something up. I need you to learn that.
There were heroes on that mission.
Dead heroes. No leaders.
We're really nowhere. How's Ray gonna find us now?
A cloaked fiery beacon.
To light her way home.
All right, so until she gets back, what's the plan?
We need to find a new base.
One with enough power to get a distress signal to our allies, scattered in the outer rim.
Proximity alert!
They found us.
That's
Please.
We have enough fuel resources for just one jump.
Well, then do it. We gotta get out of here.
Wait. They've tracked us through light speed.
That's impossible.
Yes. And they've done it.
So if we jump to light speed, they'll just find us again and we'll be out of fuel.
They got us.
Not yet, they don't.
Permission to jump in our next wing and blow something up?
Permission granted.
Admiral, swing us around! Solar Star! Don't General Organa, Leia, is unconscious but recovering. That's the only good news I have. Admiral Akbar, all our leadership, they're gone. Leia was the sole survivor on the bridge.
Dear,
if she were here, she'd say, save your sorrow for after the fight. To that end, the chain of command is clear as to who should take her place. Vice Admiral Holdo of the cruiser Ninka. Thank you, Commander.
On three ships for the very last of the resistance. But we're not alone. In every corner of the galaxy, the downtrodden and oppressed know our symbol, and they put their hope in it. We are the spark that will light the fire that will restore the Republic. That spark, this resistance, must survive. That is our mission. Now to your stations. And may the Force be with us.
You bring Luke Skywalker to me. You're not doing this. The effort would kill you. Can you see my surroundings?
You're going to pay for what you did.
I can't see yours. Just you.
Skywalker, we need you to bring the Jedi back because Kylo Ren is strong with the dark side of the Force. Without the Jedi, we won't stand a chance against him.
What do you know about the Force?
It's a power that Jedi have that lets them control people and make things float.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong. Lesson one. Sit here, legs crossed. The Force is not a power you have. It's not about lifting rocks. It's the energy between all things, a tension, a balance that binds the universe together.
Okay. But what is it?
Close your eyes. Breathe. Now, reach out.
Show me something.
It offered something you needed. And you didn't even try to stop yourself.
But I didn't see you. Nothing from you. You've closed yourself off from the Force. Of course you have.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. In Ben Solo. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Did he tell you what happened? The night I destroyed his temple, did he tell you why?
I know everything I need to know about you.
You do? You have that look in your eyes from the forest. You called me a monster.
You are a monster.
Yes, I am.
Lesson two. Now that they're extinct, the Jedi are romanticized, deified. If you strip away the myth and look at their deeds, the legacy of the Jedi is failure, hypocrisy, hubris.
That's not true.
At the height of their powers, they allowed Darth Sidious to rise, create the Empire, and wipe them out. It was a Jedi Master who was responsible for the training and creation of Darth Vader.
And a Jedi who saved him. Yes, the most hated man in the galaxy, but you saw there was conflict inside him. You believed that he wasn't gone, that he could be turned.
And I became a legend. For many years, there was balance. And then I saw Ben, my nephew, with that mighty Skywalker blood. And in my hubris, I thought I could train him. I could pass on my strengths. Han was Han about it, but Leia trusted me with her son. I took him and a dozen students. And began the training temple. By the time I realized I was no match for the darkness rising in it, it was too late.
What happened?
I went to confront him. And he turned on me. He must have thought I was dead. Came to. The temple was burning. He had vanished with a handful of my students and slaughtered the rest. Leia blamed Snoke, but it was me.
I failed. Because I was Luke Skywalker. Jedi Master. A legend.
The galaxy may need a legend. I need someone to show me my place in all this.
And you didn't fail Kylo. Kylo failed you. I won't. I'd rather not do this now.
Yeah, me too.
Why did you hate your father? Do you have something, a cowl or something you can put on? Why did you hate your father? Give me an honest answer. You had a father who loved you. He gave a damn about you.
I didn't hate him.
Then why?
Why what? Say it.
Why did you kill him? I don't understand.
No. Your parents threw you away like garbage.
They didn't.
They did. But you can't stop needing them. It's your greatest weakness. Looking for them everywhere. In Han Solo. Now in Skywalker. Did he tell you what happened that night?
Yes.
No. He had sensed my power, as he senses yours, and he feared it.
Just now, when we touched hands,
I saw his future. As solid as I'm seeing you. If I go, Ben Solo will turn.
Don't do this.
So Luke was their only hope. I mean, Obi-Wan's the only hope, and there's this play on more hope. So I would like to welcome on A.P. Taylor. Hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. I'm well.
Thank you for being patient. Sometimes the clips I do are longer.
Yeah.
And if I shut it off, I have to play the whole thing over again.
No, completely. You had the clip ready to roll, and it was rolling. So, you know, it's like, we're in show business here. The clip goes on, as they say. In the place.
It goes on, yeah. Get your popcorn, or in my case, get your...
Yeah.
Red raspberries and relax.
Yeah. It's better, see? It's better. You had it all sorted. Yeah. So, anyway.
All right. Well, your poem is up, and glad you're here. Super excited to hear what you got.
Well, see, we didn't hear much there from... We heard about the Force. We heard about Darkseid. We heard about teaching, all that stuff. But we didn't hear... From the greatest of the Jedi, this poem, it goes a little bit like this. Upon a planet of mists, one has the wisdom of two. The generations reach lists, still a reputation grew. If failure a teacher is, green and with ears askew, lessons of space whiz, forcefully he knew. He knew of patience, the path of the pious and true, then of failures hence, his words used few. Go down the dark side, then consume will it brew. There is no try, he cried, just simply do, not will do. Size matters, it does not. Force, you must see a crew. Future is motion a yacht. Let it sail with you. End poem.
Absolutely brilliant. I've never done a Yoda poem. I've never read a Yoda poem. This is my first one. I'm so excited. And you must be really feeling my next clip because I believe my next clip has Yoda because he does make an appearance. So, like, you're right on track here, I think. You're like, cue and go. This is brilliant. I really loved what you did with it. I loved how you played on his attributes. Obviously, the wisdom. I love the way that you place the language, of course. If failure a teacher, comma, is, I just loved it. And I loved it even more because you played with it with the rhyme, and it just was just brilliant. It flowed wonderfully, and you were able to kind of, you know, give a shout-out to the way that he speaks, but also do that in poetry, which sometimes a lot of poets do to keep the rhyme. But I guess I never really put those two and two together where you can really play with it. I loved the whiz part. And, of course, you go into the dark side and then give, you know, his a very famous quote of his. I dare say it might be the famous quote, the most famous quote. you change it up a little bit and you bring fun to it. This is a wonderful fan fiction and tribute to the characters, which I just absolutely love. Thank you so much, AP.
Pleasure, Scott. Pleasure. I have been a Yoda fan for nigh on 40 years, and my kids will tell you that I used to throw Yoda quotes at them on regular occasions, and so they dislike Yoda, because he was the, you know, that was the, if Yoda speaks, then that's the way it is, yeah? So Yoda was used in my household as the bearer of all intelligence about things. And I loved every one of the 658 words that he got to speak over all the movies.
Wow. I never thought about it that way. It was so short.
And
I love the things that... Yeah, that's not very much at all. Yet he's just so... No. I mean, even now, Grogu can't even get out of under his shadow. Everybody's just saying
yeah.
Baby Yoda. And I'm like, it's not a Baby Yoda!
Yes. Baby Yoda! Right. Exactly. So,
absolutely brilliant. And I love the story about your kids. Let me get you a comment from Rack. I know you probably don't have too much time. So, Rack and Tour, what do you think?
You know, you said Yoda poem, and I thought Simon and Garfunkel for a minute there, but not quite. Yoda does speak in rhyme, and you know, he lends himself to exactly what you did, and you know, you got the quotes in there. So that was a beautiful poem. You know, the only thing missing was and I know you don't tend to do the voices, but you know, in Yoda's voice, you could have done. You know, that kind of, but that would might have been a little obnoxious. So I'm glad you did it the way that you did, and you know, the content was absolutely spot on. You know, could have been Yoda that wrote it himself.
Thank you, Rack. Yeah. Pleasure.
Very wise, very, very wise choice.
Thank you.
You know, I never noticed how close Yoda's voice is to Ruh-Roh Raggy as I did just when you did that voice.
Yeah. No, it's great fun.
Do you have time to tell us about Saturday or?
Yeah. I was going to say quickly too, I'm a huge fan of Jim Henson, and I you know, Dark Crystal, The Muppet Show, the whole nine yards. And so when sort of Yoda came out, it really sort of hit the spot for me because I love Star Wars and I sort of also love the work of Jim Henson. So anyway, we put that to one side. We had a big show last Saturday. I think we had 14 or 15 poems in the open poetry show, and we went a bit longer because of that, and so certainly getting ahead of steam. So if you want your poem to feature in the show on Saturday night, open poetry, get on the board, put it on there. Love for you to include a SoundCloud, because it's always, I think, better to hear a poem in the words of the poet. But if you can't do it, I always give it a shot. So that's either a threat or a positive thing, depending on which way you look at it. That's it. Yeah, we've got the open poetry on Saturday. Be there or be somewhere else.
Thank you so much, JP. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Pleasure. Thank you. You too. Have a great show. Thanks, Rack. Thanks, Sky. We'll talk soon. Okay.
Thank
cheers.
You.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Since we're plugging shows, let's move forward and plug some shows. So like I said, even though I did not go into the Valentine's Day portal, black hole, abyss, other
rabbit hole.
Other people did. So tomorrow night, if you check out Sweet Pea, the after Valentine's Day dump, right? So, okay. Valentine's Day is over. Are you disappointed? What? Was it a here today, gone tomorrow romance? For the chocolate sour, the teddy bear cruel? Did you get roses or thorns? Alas, by the creed of the kings and fools, we must abide by these slated rules. Oh, that's really clever. She does that really clever. Those are the rules. That's her intro to the rules. So go and read her rules. There's a lot of them. So It's on tomorrow night, 10 p.m., and that is a really fun theme, Sweet Pea, I have to say. Really, really fun. I'll send you in a SoundCloud because I cannot call. I need sleep. I need sleep. Let's see. And Friday, I think it's a Linda week. Maybe it is not. Okay, I'm not going to plug that because I don't see the 16th. So I'm going to go right to the 17th, and Hatter have plugged that already. So that now I'm going to jump to the 18th, which is Sunday Night Murder and Mayhem with JCA. Some serial killers in the subculture have been household names. They act in a way that fascinates people who are interested in true crime. So if you're a true crime reader, if you like to watch a little, what do they call that? What was that one? What was that one where they...
Documentary?
No, it was like you had to find them, like Unsolved Mysteries. Yeah, that's what it was called, Unsolved Mysteries. So if you like things like Unsolved Mysteries, true crime, reading, things like that, JCA has got you covered here. So they are talking about the Moores murders. So featured couples. Oh, this is a clever. So he went with the Valentine's Day theme too.
Yes.
Just murder.
Yes. Okay. Family that's placed
so
together stays together.
Yeah. The Moores murders, David and Catherine Burney, the Looney Heart killers. I don't know any of these people, but I kind of say, well, I have enough anxiety on my own. Not on these serial killers too. Ray and Faye Copeland, Fred and Rosemary West. So there's some cool things. And then he's got the videos right on there, so it's easy to access the information as well. So go check it out and enjoy the show. Write a little murder mayhem poem. Maybe you want to write a little murder mayhem poem of your own and kind of create a fan, not a fan. I'm totally talking about fan fiction. A little bit of fiction yourself. And do a little storyboards on that. And then, of course, Monday, here we go, because I haven't looked at the thing. I really wanted to go Monday, but I just couldn't. I didn't have it in me. I was so tired. I've been really tired. I need to go to – I've been going to bed so early. Monday night shows go live at 10 p.m. It's personal prompt, Laura Zombie Art. Ooh, this is going to be – oh, this is, okay. Did I read that right? Yeah. Zombie art.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody gets, well, yeah, I'm looking into pictures and I was expecting like gore, but they're actually pretty cool. Not that gore isn't cool, but I was expecting more. Like they're like.
It's a name like zombie, creative. Yeah. It's a little misleading.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So one poem per poet. And you can go pick a prompt, reserve it, and then write a poem to it. There's always a word bank with your option. There's this cool blue-haired girl one with the rat. I think I like that one. It's almost like water painting, but I wonder what mode this is in. It's got to be – it's like all different. Oh, these are really cool. Okay. Yeah. I don't even know how to describe these. There's just so much going on in every picture, but in a cool way, and a very, very cool one. It's almost like surreal, but like statement art, I guess you would say. Like it says a lot of things. There's this boy with the bird flying out of his mouth, probably like, let your words fly. It's this little girl hugging a skull. It's this cute panda bear. Yeah, these are really cool. It's all, and it has like a street art type vibe to it as well. What were you going to say, Rock?
No, you said Panda Bear. I was hearing it in Stewie's voice talking about Padme. What's her name? Padme? Panda Bear?
Oh, my gosh. I don't have that. I need that one. I need that. That is my favorite one. Stephen, I love that one. All right. Sorry, sidetracked. That was my favorite one Steven ever brought. I really love Panda Bear. Oh, my God. I need to find that. I do have a closeout for next week, not for this week, but I'll have to find that just to play it, just to be fun. All right. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to let on Hatter, but I have a clip before I let you on, Hatter. Oh, Hatter, you've been waiting for a long time. Hi, Hatter. Sorry.
Hey,
I was plugging
hey.
Shows.
That's all right.
Hey. All right. How's it going?
How's this been? Oh, it's going okay.
Good. I'm glad to see you here.
Yep.
I my show was last plugging night. Shows. I just got... Listen, Hatter. I was in bed at... 7:45, okay? 7:45, I was in bed. I was really tired. And then I woke up at 12, and then I stayed up from 12 to 4. All right?
So I got to change my showtime?
No, I did not want to be. I did not want to be up 12 to 4.
Okay.
Trust me. And I was up past 4 because I have a bell tower near my house, and that was the last, like, what I heard the 4 bells toll. And I was still up, so and I think I fell asleep shortly after that. I took melatonin; it didn't work. It was bad. It was bad. I had an interview today, and I have like severe change anxiety because I have two jobs and I'm looking to move forward in my life from one of them. I won't say which one. Keep you guys on your toes. And frankly, I need more money. So I went for an interview today, and I really hate, as much as I, as social as I am with you guys, I really hate going into talking to people I don't know. Like, it just, and doing new things, and it's just too much for me.
That's what,
and so from
anxiety.
Yeah. I think you got to be the strongest.
I just had so much, like, nervous, like I wasn't even obsessing about it from 12 to 4. I was just thinking about everything else, but it was the stress, you know.
Yeah.
It was definitely the stress. So,
You need a mask.
It's not even that. It's just new things just stress me out. They just new places, people. I just don't like going and talking to people. If I know you, it's okay. If I don't, it's like once I feel comfortable in a place, I'm like a butterfly, kind of, except I like to eat lunch by myself because I want to read and I don't want anybody to talk to me. So as much as a butterfly as I can be, I'm nice. I still like my down and alone time. But I am pretty quiet around new people because I'm an introvert. I don't know. I just don't like new people. So I'm working on a very limited amount of sleep right now. I was asleep during your show. I'm sorry. Did you have a good time on your show, though?
Yeah, it was a good show. Gary Moore is a very interesting subject.
Okay. Would it upset you if I don't know who Gary Moore is?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lead guitarist for, remember Thin Lizzy? Group?
Nope.
And Lizzie, how about Skid Row?
That's a different
Skid Row. Yeah.
That was a different Skid Row, wasn't it?
No, it was no.
He was the original.
Well, I know
the
Skid Row boys are back in town, so.
Yeah, Phil Lynott was the lead singer at the origin of the band, and then Gary Moore came and filled in when the lead guitarist was hurt his hand and toured with him. And then they were both asked to leave. I think Gary left. Phil was asked to leave, and he went and formed Thin Lizzy, and then Gary went and played with them.
Okay.
Yeah, he's probably the greatest guitarist that nobody knows.
Okay. Oh, I like your shining light on people. I probably know the songs. I just don't know. You're probably right.
Oh, you'd know some. Still got the Blues for You and Empty Rooms. Boys Are Back in Town.
I don't know those ones. I know that one. That's the one that Rack said. I know that one.
Yeah, that's Thin Lizzy.
He did a song called Cars too.
He sat in and he did a lot of tracks for a lot of different people, like the Royal Philharmonic. He sat in and did some work for them. He sat in with Harrison.
Wow.
Sat in with Rory Gallagher, Greg Lake, Keith Emerson, all those guys.
Mm.
He was a very good guitarist.
Well, like
his guitar sold for almost $2 million. $2 million.
Oh, my gosh. Did you play music and stuff?
Oh,
yeah. Of course he did.
Good. I'm glad you had fun. I do apologize for missing it. I was sleeping.
No,
I was trying
to
get
business.
Oh yeah, I know. I was trying to get extra sleep because I didn't sleep well the night before either. So I was like, I'm going to bed. It was like 7:45. I'm like, that's it. It doesn't matter. I'm going to bed because I did not sleep the night before either very well. Not as bad as last night, but I didn't sleep well. So I was like, I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to have lots of extra sleep. It did not work out that way. But
you need,
without further
ado, you need to get some Benadryl. Benadryl puts you to sleep.
It's just what she went from Skywalker.
No, and you won't feel anything the next day. I won't be groggy or anything.
Yeah, I can't do that though for some particular reasons, but
okay.
That would be nice. Well,
I'm a doctor.
But
you need a doctor.
I did have Benadryl once, and it was awful. I'm probably not going to close. Hattie Robbins, get me talking. I'm going to tell the story, but then we're going to press the clip, and then and then you're going to put down a poem, any poem you want. Just put down a poem. I was going to this workout boot camp thing, and me and my friend were going together, and it was like a little further from my house. So what we do, I would sleep over my friend's house. They're married. I would sleep over their house. They have a guest room, and then me and her wife would go to the boot camp in the morning, and she'd go to her, and then my friend would, well, they're both my friends, but the other one would go to her other class that she does separately. So they have dogs, and I love, the problem is that I love to pet them, and they sit on my lap, and I love them, and I'm allergic. So every time I go over there, I have to take a Zyrtec. So I usually take a Zyrtec while I'm there and then in the morning, but I forgot my Zyrtec. So in the morning, when I woke up, my eyes were puffy. Both my arms were breaking out in hives. And it was just awful. And then she's like, did you bring your allergy meds? I said, no, I forgot them. She's like, all I have here is Benadryl. So I'm like, oh, I'll take that. But I never took Benadryl before. Didn't realize.
Wow.
And you know, like and they come in packages. Like you know how like when you take NyQuil, there's like two in one little area, and then you take two of them, right? Well, the Benadryl is like that, but you don't take two of them.
No, you don't.
No,
unless you're
but I didn't know that. I never took it before. So I'm like, there's two of them. And let me tell you a little bit about this boot camp, okay? This is like intense interval training. Like, you know the ropes that you do? Like, you do the ropes, and then we did,
yep.
like, and we
yeah,
were doing, like, kettlebell.
Course.
We were,
like an,
yeah,
an
we were doing
course.
Kettlebell deadlifts that day. Yeah, so, like, I had, like, the kettlebells, and we were doing deadlifts and overhead lifts. And with the kettlebells and everything. So anyway, so we get to there, and by the time we got there, I was completely trashed, like completely trashed. And we walk in, and then we're going through the site, and I'm dying. And then like some of the things, we have to do like drills. We have to like run. It was really intense. We had to like run back and forth. At one point, we had to like make one of us like a plow and pull. Like I don't know. It was really intense. And so then he did like with intervals, he would make 12 stations, and then you would have to do so many seconds on for the station, and then you'd rotate to the next station, and then you would have like a 10 second rest, and then you would do 30 seconds on, 10 second rest, and then you would go through the stations, and then you keep cycling through, right? So I think I was on the deadlift, one of the kettlebell deadlift stations, and he comes over to me and he goes, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
And why were you doing this? I said, just because I liked it. I just like the class.
Stay healthy. You know, like stay healthy,
sure.
Be active. Yeah. I don't mind. My friend loved it. She loved going to the classes. She wrote me in. I prefer my karate classes. They're not so high-tech, but it was really fun though. But then they moved, and then we had to stop going because they moved to a smaller location. I just couldn't take it. So the guy comes over to me, and he's like ex-military, so like he's like really like he was like, "Let's go!" Like he was crazy, and he comes over to me and he's like, "Are you okay?" And I go, "Yeah, I took some Benadryl and I'm not feeling so good." And then he goes, "Why? What? I can bump him."
So it was run by military.
He's a veteran. A young veteran.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
He was a riot. But so then that's why he called it boot camp. So then I keep going, and then like I'm like halfway through, and I thought it was so bad. And then right at the end, they were like, "We're running a little late. Do you guys want to do core? Because we usually warm down with the core." But that is the worst part for me. Like I'll deadlift all day. I love deadlifts. I love band training. I have really great arm strength until I lost use of my arm for a little while. Then it wasn't so good. But my core, it's like death, okay? So we get on the floor and we do all these things. So I'm looking at my friend and giving her the eyes, like, "Don't you dare say yes." And then she's like, "Yeah, we can stay." And I'm like, "I'll kill you." I'm like dying the whole time. We get in the car and she's like, "Do you mind if I just run to Shaw's really quick? I'm just going to run in. You can stay in the car." I said, "Yeah." She got back, I was passed out. I was passed out the whole way home. I was done.
Remember the Iron Man competitions?
No.
Yeah?
No.
The precursor to that, we had, it was a Special Forces or Marines boot camp obstacle course. And they call it a mud run, and that's basically what you did. Everything was in the mud. It's like some of the top athletes in the Northern California, and it was brutal. It was brutal too. I mean,
mine wasn't that brutal. It was brutal enough.
The Iron Man's like a bike ride, swimming a bike ride, and a 26-mile run, right?
Running. I don't think they go a marathon. They might go a half. It depends on what event. I think they changed that amount. And I don't think they run a marathon. But they'll run like 5, 10K.
They swim so many miles and then they go straight into the bike ride and then the run or I don't know the order.
Yep.
But that's why they call it Ironman. You got all three back to back to back.
You had it right. They're swimming to bike to running. I was invited to do that. I'm not the greatest swimmer. I can save myself, but the that's about it. I didn't have much body fat.
Okay.
So I sank like a rock.
I love swimming. It's like my favorite thing to do, which is why in the summer I'm always out on the boat. I love swimming. I was around a lot of water. I was swimming, my mom got me swimming when I was a baby. Like, I was swimming in a pool under... probably, I don't know, maybe 4 years old, 3 years old maybe.
Yeah.
I don't, she could probably tell you, but I was very, very young. I think I got my cast off. I think I got my cast off at 3 because I had a club foot, so I had a cast on until I was 3, and I think after that, I was right in the water.
We threw our kids in the pool when they were toddlers before they could really, really,
well,
you know, walk. Yeah. Well, we had a pool. So we
no, you're not supposed to throw the baby out with the bathwater, Hatter.
I dare to disagree.
They say that's the best thing to do because they already know, they innately know how to do it, and if you get them when they're that young, then they're that much safer, especially if you have a pool.
It's a scary thing. Debbie, remember Debbie Meyer? She was an Olympic swimmer in the 68 Olympics. Well, she lives locally here, and she had a swim class, and one of her classes was to drown-proof your baby, and then throw the baby in, and immediately just bob like a bobber, just and then roll over on its back. Quite the deal.
Well, because if you teach them that young, and if especially if you have a pool in the backyard, you're teaching them how to save themselves. You know,
exactly.
So it's good.
I didn't want to worry about that.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a clip. And then, Hatter, are you going to poem ready? My clip is long. It's going to be the last clip of the evening.
When did you start the show?
I don't know why I'm going to say I'm going to end early when I never do rack. Do I have to say you're right or what?
No.
I started early. Well, I started on time to what I want to start the show at, but I haven't been able to lately, which is 8.
Okay.
So I did start at 8,
which is
where I used to do all my shows, but I've had to recently push them back. So when I can, I do like to start at 8 because I honestly like to be in bed early. So, all right. So I'm going to play the clip and then you're going to read a poem. So here we go. And like I said, it's a long clip. So get a drink. You know, enjoy, relax, sit back. Yeah.
Master Yoda.
Young Skywalker.
I'm ending all of this. The tree, the text, the Jedi. I'm going to burn it down. Jedi Order to end.
Time it is. For you to look past a pile of old books. The sacred Jedi texts. Ooh. Read them, have you? Well, my page turners, they were not. Yes, yes, yes. Wisdom they held, but that library contained nothing that the girl Rey does not already possess. Skywalker, still looking to the horizon, the need in front of your nose. I was weak, unwise. Lost Ben Solo, you did. Lose Rey, we must not. I can't be what she needs me to be. Heeded my words not, did you? Pass on what you have learned. Strength, mastery, but weakness, folly, failure also. Yes, failure most of all. The greatest teacher failure is. Luke. We have what they grow beyond. That is the true burden of all masters.
You don't have to do this. I feel the conflict in you, tearing you apart. Ben, when we touched hands, I saw your future. Just the shape of it, but solid and clear. You will not bow before Snoke. Return. I'll help you. I saw it.
I saw something too. Because of what I saw, I know when the moment comes, you'll be the one to turn. You'll stand with me. Right? I saw where your parents are.
Faith in you is restored. Young Rey, welcome. Come closer, child. So much strength. Darkness rises. Light to meet it. I warned my young apprentice that as he grew stronger, his equal in the light would rise. Skywalker, I assumed. Wrongly.
And Ben Solo. And me. It will be your downfall.
Oh, have you seen something? A weakness in my apprentice? Is that why you came? Young fool. It was I who bridged your minds. I stoked Ren's conflicted soul. I knew he was not strong enough to hide it from you, and you were not wise enough to resist the bait. And now, you forgive me, Skywalker, and I will kill you with the cruelest stroke.
No.
Skywalker to be so wise. We will give him and the Jedi Order the death he desires. After the rebels are gone, we will go to his planet and obliterate the entire island. Such spunk. Look here now. Still that
fire and spit of hope. You have the spirit of a true Jedi. And because of that, you must die. My worthy apprentice, son of darkness, heir apparent to Lord Vader, where there was conflict, I now sense resolve. Where there was weakness, strength. Complete your training and fulfill your destiny.
I know what I have to do.
You think you can turn him? Pathetic child. I cannot be betrayed. I cannot be beaten. I see his mind. I see his every intent. Yes. I see him turning the lightsaber to strike true. And now, foolish child, he ignites it and kills his true enemy.
Let old things die. Snoke, Skywalker, the Sith, the Jedi, the Rebels, let it all die. Rey, I want you to join me. We can rule together and bring a new order to the galaxy.
Don't do this, Ben. Please don't go this way.
No, no, you're still... holding on! Let go! Do you want to know the truth about your parents? Or have you always known? And you just hidden it away? You know the truth. Say it. Say it.
They were nobody.
They were filthy junk traders who sold you off for drinking money. The dead in a pauper's grave in the Jakku Desert. You have no place in this story. You come from nothing. You're nothing. But not to me. Join me.
I know what you're gonna say. I changed my hair.
It's nice that way. Leia, I'm sorry.
I know. I know you are. I'm just glad you're here. At the end.
I came to face him, Leia.
So long, but I know my son's gone.
No one's ever really gone.
Critters go.
without sadness or pain. It was peace and purpose.
I felt it too.
How do we build the rebellion from this?
We have everything we need.
Awesome. And I apologize for that ticking noise, the transition. I didn't catch that when I was doing the clips that I do them myself most of the time. I hope you enjoyed. And I did forget to plug my show for next week. And it is important because I do want poems on topic because I don't do clips for the next show. So if I don't have poems, then there's no show. There'll be a show because Rack and I can just talk about anything, so it might just be a talk show about D&D. So, Rack and I will have fun either way. No pressure there, Rack. I don't know. Sometimes Rack and I start talking about D&D, and we descend pretty far. So next week is the D&D show. Steven has his poem up so far. It is the Warlock. So you just bring me a warlock poem. If you really need to, you can bring me a wizard poem, but it's not the wizard, it's the warlock. So do what you can. Go click on a link. If you click on my topic board, I have tons of information there and ideas for you to go. So check it out. I do create the topic board, so click on it. And D&D. And then we'll be finishing up the Star Wars the following week. That'll be the last core Star Wars. There is still more to come next year. Don't worry, I'm still doing Spaceballs. So you're gonna have to wait, Raconteur. He's like, why are you doing Spaceballs? You have to wait. But I will be taking a pause on it for indefinitely, except for once a year when I celebrate it in May. It's been a wonderful journey. It's not over yet, so I won't say goodbye. My goodbyes will stop there, but not next week, but the following week will be the last core Star Wars series show. And don't forget to bring me a warlock poem. Or just call and talk D&D, which is great. Hatter, you put up a poem. You wanna read that poem?
I think your microphone's glitching.
I think he's looking for something, so his microphone's pulled away.
That's got to be it. Is that better?
Okay. There you are.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, Rack. Yeah. All right.
There it is. Okay, I reposted it. Sorry, there's an error. Oh, what? Okay, hold on. I got another tab open or something. And...
meanwhile...
I know. Okay. Get to it. I've got to do it all over. It didn't take. My phone's acting up too. It must be the side of the rock.
Your link is still up there. It's just right above the link that I posted about the warlock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there it is. Gotcha. Okay. Titled, oh, that's sky, she knows. It goes like this. And I got these spellings wrong and terminology, but I did my best. The At-Ax March in the last battle for Ryzen freed the warriors from the frozen hell. Traitors amongst the fighting class to share the pain they know too well. The power Jedi stole them to be sold. How will it be if it's never to be told? The Circer's map led to this moon, counting the crystals swept up in a broom. the Jedi trap was set up at noon, hidden in sight of the blood-red moon. The tales of old from a new conquest for forgotten those that we've not thought of yet, stealing the words so others might die. If it seems too absurd, I'll ask Sky, she knows.
I love it. Rakentor, before I make my comment, is there anything you want to quote? I don't know if you were there with me. General Akbar? I don't have it in the studio.
It's a trap!
Yeah, that's what I heard. I'm like, Rakentor will geek out with me. This is so fun, and I love that you just went with it. I love that you've never watched Star Wars, you don't really know anything about it, and you went for it. And it was so cool, and
I did watch the first three movies. I watched them, saw them once.
Okay.
Many years ago.
Okay. He's like, I did do it, Sky. I did it once. 40 years ago, I did it.
yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was just a number. I wasn't aging you. I would have said 40 years ago even to me, and I'm not 40 yet. So, like, just so you know, that was
that
nothing.
Boat left a long time ago.
Against that. I know. My mother said something, and I'm like old age, Ma. She's like, what do you mean old age? I'm like, I'm almost 40. She's like, I'm almost 75. And I'm like, I'm not saying 75 isn't old. I'm saying that I'm almost 40. And then she's like, you're not even 38 yet. I'm like, but I will be. I'm on the higher end of the spectrum now. I know. I'm not saying that it's old age. I'm just saying that's when stuff starts falling apart.
Yeah, I got to pay attention to that.
I forget why. Oh, because I have a hearing test. That's why, because I have a hearing test. So she's like, why are you going? I'm like, because I'm deaf. What do you mean, why? I can't hear anything. And she's like, why? I'm like, because I'm old. Anyway, I got totally distracted. I've always had problems with my right ear, but it's just getting worse. So, anyway, I thought that this was so fun. I love that you grab certain things in certain scenarios where you get the Seeker's Map led to this moon, counting crystals. I think this is my favorite part. The Seeker's Map led to this moon, counting the crystals swept up in a broom. I just thought it was really fun, and it was like Star Wars, but it was also really creative, like talking about it with the play on words with the swept up at the broom. I just, I don't know. It reminded me of like crystal shards, and then, of course, it kind of reminded – I don't know why, but I leapt to like the stars and how they – when they go to hyperspace and they have that effect. And I don't know. I just had these images. I really love that part. And then, of course, the Jedi trap was set up for Dune. And, of course, all I could think about was General Akbar. And unfortunately, all my clips didn't come over from Poetic, so I don't have that one either. Because I think that was one that Stephen put in. I didn't have the – if I didn't have the core clip, yeah – and I think that was one Stephen put in. So if I didn't have it downloaded, it didn't come over. So unfortunately, we're just going to have to revel in that in the memory of Rakentor and I doing it. And then at the end, I love that you kind of give me a little shout out. And it just really, really made me smile. Thank you so much, Hatter.
You're welcome.
And Rakentor.
You did a great job with that, Hatter. I like that you mentioned the AT-ATs because I don't know, everyone either loves them or hates them. They're like, you know, lame elephants almost. I always picture the scene where the guy goes around the legs with the cables to knock them.
Legs. Yeah, that was the Ewok one, the second one.
Yeah,
That would not have been my vision of a tank. So, you know, just the creative process and people's ideas of, you know, I guess throughout history that they modeled a lot of things after animals. The Da Vinci was I think infamous for doing that. But you know, it translates well. It translates well, and you know, I mean, you got the story down, you know, and it's a lovely synopsis of what happened, and that trap line has become iconic because, you know, Big Bang Theory got it too. Sheldon was obsessed with that line. So you know, that was an excellent piece, Hatter. Excellent piece.
Do you know who loves them is A.P. Taylor. He really wants the Lego, the vintage Lego one. He's always talking about it. Yeah, he sent me a picture. He wrote a poem about it, actually. Listen, guys, I don't know what happened, but I have 45 seconds left, and I have music to play out. So I'm going to have to go ahead and press that.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Hatter, A.P., Raconteur. You guys are wonderful. I'm on 2 days next week. Come hang out with me. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.